I apologize for being a little late, but I have some things talking to guys and whatnot, so apologize for that. Look, one thing I do want to do right here, this is me. I want to thank God for this opportunity for me to be standing here. That may sound a little strange, but I'm still grateful for that. And he's blessed me with the opportunity. Having said that, let me hit you injury-wise first. I know you're going to ask about Landon. He does have a fracture in his forearm, so that we know. And Evan has a rib injury. Don't really know exactly what it is. And Sterling Shepard, you saw I go out there at the end with a neck. Don't really know about it, but it was a neck injury. Don't have any more information on that. As far as the game goes, I mean, it was a simple message to the team afterwards. And in this league, you can't win games if you beat yourself. And that's what I thought happened today. The penalties certainly killed us in all three phases. All three phases had penalties that, you know, resulted in bad situations for us, the field position, et cetera, et cetera. And it begins and ends there, to be quite honest with you. I did see some positive things in some guys. You know, Rhett plays really well. I don't get my eye on every offensive play. I thought Gallman ran real hard. And it was good to see Hunter Sharp get in there and play. I thought he did some good things for us. I thought the defense played solid for the most part. I mean, the number 11 is probably my fault. We should have doubled him more. There's a couple situations I would like to have back call-wise. We had doubles in there, and they changed some formations so it doesn't end up being a double. And maybe we have to change that going forward. But that's certainly stuck out. That was something that stuck out for me. And really, with that, I'll just open it up.
Last week, your up-tempo, pass-heavy offense produced some results. Why did you guys go away from that this week?
The plan was not to go away from it. Now, again, I hope you can appreciate the two roles that I have right now. So I probably miss some of what you're talking about. And again, I'd probably have to say that once I get my eyes on it and talk with Sully, maybe I have a better answer for you. But I know going in that was still part of it. Now we did have some injuries there that might have changed some calls, and when they happened in the course of a series. I do remember one time he couldn't go to it because of losing a guy, so sometimes that happens.
What went into your decision, the whole end of the first quarter thing? What was your take on that? And
refresh my memory, Joe.
They reviewed it, they flipped the sides, fields, you went back, you decided 4th and 2, you get out there, get back on the field, to make them jump off sides.
Yeah, I mean, from the get.
You decide to punt the ball.
Didn't we still go up there? Help me out here. Yeah, I know it flipped a quarter. We still went out as an offense.
You went out there.
Yeah. That's what we were trying to do. Yeah, I mean, you saw it.
Why did you decide to punt, though? We were 4th and 2, basically.
We were going to try to get the first down doing it, trying to draw them offside. If they didn't, we want them to back up 5. The punt, it's an easier punt if you're backed up. We're at the 42-ish or whatever. For Brad, it's better to go back and punt it. So if we didn't get it, with what we call a no-brainer, that was the plan.
Why not go for it?
Well, I just decided at that point it was a field position game. It was 3-0 or 0-0 at that particular point. But it wasn't we were going to go for every 4th down. Early in the game, let's see how the game unwinds. Made that decision.
Well, what is it? You're used to Eli Apple, on specials, but not.
Yeah, I left that to the defensive coaches because I'm not in tune. He was going to get in there in some dime situations. We had the guys that have been in there have been playing together for a little bit. The continuity has been good, so we just kind of left it at that. Probably need to try to get him in there, but we'll see how this week goes and make that decision this week.
He played 60 snaps last week, I think.
Eli did? Didn't somebody get hurt? Yeah, Brandon got hurt. Brandon got hurt. Okay. That's kind of mostly what it went into.
What do you think about how he played? He struggled today. Did you contemplate?
He being Brandon? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you contemplate maybe putting Apple in at some point?
I don't know that we had that conversation. It probably would have been a good one to have. At that point, we may talk about that going forward, but I don't remember us talking about that. It's a good thought.
You had Romeo and Avery.
And I would say this, Jordan, maybe there was something I'm not aware of right now. Okay, so I don't really, but it's a good thought.
Romeo and Avery are both inactive.
Yeah, it was the secondary situation. So Nat and Landon were both, and we just didn't want to get caught shorthanded in the defensive back or special teams. We had a lot of conversation about that, so we went with the 3 ends. But it was strictly because of injuries in another position.
Was
Those are two young guys that could probably benefit from playing.
I know, unfortunately.
How do you guys weigh those decisions?
Well, it was just to try to win the football game. You know, had everybody been healthy, you know, one of those guys definitely would have been up. But because of the secondary situation, we couldn't afford to do it.
Will Eli start next week? And even if he does, would you like
Eli to Manning?
Eli Manning, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Will he start? And even if he does, would you like to get Webb?
Eli will start, and then we'll probably take it bit by bit. We'll just take it. We'll see how it goes. You know, I can't. Eli's the starter.
Is there any, I mean, you had a game that was, you know, you're down 20 points in the second half, and you could have put Webb in if he was dressed.
But we couldn't because he was inactive. We decided to try to keep winning the football game. It was you got to help me on when it went to 23. It became a three-possession game. To me, when it's a two-possession game, try to win a game. And three-possession with time, okay, if Davis was up there, he probably would have been handing the ball off. I don't know if we would have put him in the situation. I think we got to be smart. Yeah, I think we got to be smart. I get the question. I get it. Trying to be smart about a lot of things, but the first and foremost is going to be to try to win the football game.
I guess what Eric Flowers seemed like he yelled at the official and the official came over and
spoke. Yeah, he did. So John was good about that, and then Eric was good about it too. He got emotions, let his emotions get to him, but it worked out.
How much does a missed kick or a
couple more
kill any kind of momentum you're trying to build?
Well, you don't want to let it affect you, certainly, right? Because it's early enough in the game, but it would have been nice to be 3-3. I don't know exactly where. I think he didn't miss by much, but it was a miss. We need to make that.
That was under constant pressure there at the end. You're down four scores.
Three possessions, right? Yeah. Right.
Did you contemplate taking him out?
I really didn't. What one would have happened? Maybe six, whatever minutes. And at that point, I just want to let him roll. I'm trying to remember when the sack fumble was.
Nine something.
Yeah, it was somewhere right around there. And that got it to 23, right? Yeah, and that would have been the only spot you would have thought about it. But I want Eli to go back out and get some confidence. But you know what I mean? That's a tough one when that happens. So I didn't think that was the right time, though.